Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Brilliant. Today's August 5th, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's just been a crazy 2 weeks, hasn't it? Lots of stuff. Last show, there was a lot of new items coming out in the wet shaving world, so that's why we had a really long show. It was really very exciting to see all these new items coming out all at once. It looks like everybody's trying to get all their stuff out before the end of the summer, which is really good marketing technique. Getting ready for the holidays, but man, it's getting tough to keep up. I'm going to be honest with you. There was a pretty decent amount of releases coming out and just new items. So this is probably the second busiest time of the year right now in the summertime. The busiest time, I would say, is the fall seasonal time. Fall seasonal is special when we do that. That is the most new releases coming out. And that one, let me tell you, that is just, whew, that gets busy. There's a lot of good stuff coming out then. That's the time of the year that, believe it or not, I actually save up most of my money to buy wet shaving stuff. I budget, and I said, okay, I'm going to go a little bit more this month, and I'm going to buy about 4 or 5 different sets just because I love the fall stuff. So, I mean, it's excellent. It's great. And funny enough, it's actually like that in my industry too. I work in the alcohol industry, and we have a lot of seasonal beers and seasonal spirits now, believe it or not, and even seasonal wines. And it just goes nuts at that this time of the year. We're just starting to get them in now. Pumpkin beer, all this good stuff. And this just, it kind of goes off with everything. Everybody's really into it. And it really, I look at the craft beer industry, and I also look at the wet shaving industry, and they're really similar if you think about it. You know, they're with trends and seasons and stuff. So, be on the lookout. Those fall releases are coming out, and we will do the fall seasonal special, I believe, the first week of October. And I was asked actually by a listener why do I wait so long to do that? And I'll just explain real quick. I do wait a little bit longer because it gives everybody a chance to get their releases out if you are a vendor. Because a lot of them, like 1 year I did it a little earlier, and I noticed that I held back on debuting the episode because I saw so many different releases come out. So, like to hold it for October. If you have any other, you know, thoughts or questions, let me know. But most of them are still going to be in stock, so you'll be able to hopefully get everything you want by Halloween. But without further ado, guys, let's talk about what's going on with the show. So today we're going to talk about a week with Art of Shaving Creams. I actually spent a week with Art of Shaving Stuff, and I'll tell you a little bit about the story too when we get into that segment of the show. OneBlade has a killer offer going on right now, guys. I don't usually like to put on advertisements or ads or anything like that regarding a vendor, but this is actually a pretty good deal. So if you're interested, if you want to try OneBlade, you can try one for relatively nothing, for like a free trial for at least 2 weeks or a week or something like that. So it's really actually something that you should check out if you're interested. But most importantly, guys, we have an interview this week. We have an interview that Mark conducted while at the Maggards meetup a few months ago with Paolo from 11 Shaving. So, we just talked about one of his soaps last week, the Apollo that came out. I'm actually really impressed with the performance and the way the soap, this just scented everything like that. I've always liked the products from 11, which was, I think, Sapone di Paolo. Before that, it was a different company. But they changed names over, but they're still the same good quality, same people behind it. So check it out, guys. That interview is really good. It's a relatively shorter interview, but it gets to the point, and it's really enjoyable. So, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. So this week I actually did more than a week. I did about a week and a half of Art of Shaving products. Now, every year for the holidays, I always get a few, AOS Art of Shaving gift cards. Now, a lot of my friends and coworkers, they do know that I'm into wet shaving, but they don't. I'm sure you guys are, a lot of you listening right now, like, oh yeah, I got those too. Because a lot of people will know, oh, you're into shaving and stuff like that. Let me go get something really nice. So when you go shopping in the mall, really basically the nicest thing you could find is Art of Shaving, right? There's not much else out there. And they don't understand artisans, and they don't know that we like, you know, certain types of Mercure razors or Dovo straight razors or Strops or something like that. So, example, I use my wife as a good example. She's, My wife is actually, you know, sees all my stuff and knows my stuff, but she used to get me Art of Shaving stuff for Christmas back, you know, probably about 8 or 9 years ago when I first started this wet shaving journey. And sometimes I get these items, or I get a gift card, and I always go and I buy a cream or a soap, right? A cream, a soap. I don't really buy any hardware there. Excuse me. Because there's not really any hardware there for me to buy that's not, I mean, honestly, it's a little bit overmarked, right? It's a little bit expensive for what it is. A Mercure razor, you can get a little bit cheaper directly from Mercure from other third-party sites. So I get these gift cards, and I go out and I get a soap or the cream. Usually I do that. I don't really get the kit, but sometimes I do. You know, sometimes I get the aftershave or something, the balm. And I usually forget about it. Like, I'll sit there and say, oh, you know, I'm going to go use this, and I forget about it. So I've accumulated about 4 or 5 creams now. And I'm like, you know what? I'm looking the other day, and I'm saying, I'm going to try them. I'm going to start using them. I'm going to try different ways of using it. I'm going to use it for a week or two. And just try and see how I enjoy the performance. Well, I'm going to be honest. They are pretty awesome, guys. I'm going to be... I know they're a little expensive. They're about $25-$30 for a cream. But if you have a gift card from Art of Shaving every Christmas or holiday season, I highly recommend picking up a couple of the creams. The creams are good. The soap is actually really good, but there's not much of a selection. I think I've got a sandalwood soap and a plain soap. And the performance is top-notch. It is an expensive soap, especially with the wooden bowl. It's like $60. So I just get the refills, and I put them in like a Tupperware that I have. And actually, you guys, you're going to laugh. I'm going to show you a picture of this, or I'm actually doing a video of this. But if you ever use frog tape from Home Depot, or Lowe's, or any store, you know, Ace Hardware, for taping when you paint, right, for painter's tape, those containers work great for soap, believe it or not. I have one that I've been putting soap into it. Because when I redid my house, the new house that we purchased, we repainted the entire house inside. And I used a lot of painter's tape. So I kept those containers. I'm like, oh, wait, this looks kind of like a good bowl. Maybe this will work for a soap container. And it does work pretty well. So I do apologize. I don't have a picture of it. But I'm going to add one into the next show because I don't have any containers with me. I actually threw them out. But I'm just thinking about it right now that I did use those containers for soap. I might have one lying around. I got to check. But they do work very well. And they work well with the Art of Shaving soaps, to be honest. So I was using the creams all week. And the scent profile is nice. I mean, I use the bergamot, I use the oud, and I use the sandalwood. The sandalwood is one of my favorite ones. I think that the products are really top-notch. I mean, you can't really deny that. They're good stuff, and I enjoyed using them. You know, I used them for a whole week. I'm going to probably put them in my routine more and more often. I'm not really much of a cream user, but I do have several creams and a couple of soaps, and they actually are very good. So if you're near an Art of Shaving and you decide, you know, you have a gift card, or you decide you want to, you know, splurge and treat yourself, or somebody wants to buy you a gift, I highly recommend getting the creams and the hardware there. The software, I'm sorry. You know, the creams, the aftershaves, and the soaps. I probably would hold off on getting the brushes. Now, I have a couple of Art of Shaving brushes. You know, my wife got me one way back in 2011. When I first started kind of wet shaving, and I was in school and I didn't really have any money, so I was using like 2 old straight razors and a couple of the Gillettes. And she said, oh, I'm going to go buy, she went and bought me a brand new brush and a brand new straight razor, which was a Dovo from Art of Shaving. And I still have that. And that's actually that straight razor actually has the most uses I've ever used on any razor. And that brush as well. I probably used that thousands of times. And she got it for me, and I thought it was like a great gift, so I'll never get rid of that. But, you know, she definitely paid a little bit too much for it. I mean, she didn't know. But, I mean, that's kind of what we're getting here. Get a gift, enjoy it, and don't actually look at the Art of Shaving stuff and say, oh, man, I got Art of Shaving gift card. Go in there and buy something because it's actually really cool, and you might even want to spend a little bit extra money too. I actually love going in there, and I always end up walking out with something. So check them out, guys, Art of Shaving. And a week with them, try it out. If you have a bunch of them, you know, accumulating in your house as well, just try them. Just keep using them. And I do recommend when using it, a little bit more water than you would think. And not to brush out of the container. Take a scoop, not like a little handful, like a fingerful of cream, and use it in a bowl. I use it bowl lathering, and I found it to be a lot better. I know they say brushless creams, but you'll waste a lot more that you don't need. I use a little bit of, just a little touch, right? I put it in my bowl, I lathered, and I got enough for three passes, no problem whatsoever. But just use a little bit extra water, a little bit more water than you would usually use, and you'll have great results. All right, guys, moving right along. The OneBlade Extreme offer. This is an insane offer, guys. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Three razors, 14 days, $8. That's right. They are sending you three razors with no risk. If you want to send them back, you send them back for $8. Basically, you pay the shipping, and they'll send you a couple of stuff. They send you some samples of creams and some blades, too. So they give you three, the Genesis, the core, and the hybrid. The hybrid is the one with the Genesis head and the core handle. The core is all composite, and the Genesis is 100% stainless steel. Now, I have a one blade. All right, I got one from when I went to the Big Shave West a few years ago. If you guys remember listening, I've told you about it a few times. It is a great razor. I'm going to be honest. It is a great razor. I have the Genesis, the original Genesis before they even called it the Genesis, it was. And it was a refurbished one, but it's working just fine. I'm going to be honest. They're really good razors. I actually used it yesterday, and I really was impressed with it. I used it with the Art of Shaving soaps, to be honest, the cream, to be honest with you. And I thought it was just really, it's a nice razor. But I'm going to tell you a couple things about it. One, the weight, everything, the balance, the shave is great, right? The only thing is with those blades, the feather blades, they are expensive, yes. They're hard to find, yes, but you'll find them online, and you can find them at, Try a Blade or whatever. Or one blade website. Feather is never going to stop making them. So they're going to be out there for a while. But those blades go dull a little bit quick. And I think it's because of the performance of the razor. And I remember when the razor first came out, they talked about only, discarding the blade after every use. And I actually understand why. I used it three times last week with the same blade. And the first shave was amazing. It was just clean, easy. I was like, feeling my face. It was great. Perfect. The second shave was okay. I almost felt it like it was almost tugging a little bit. And the third shave, it was like, okay, the blade's done after this. So those blades are really sharp, really nice. I'm not sure if it's because of the pivoting head. I'm not sure it's because of the way I'm doing it. But I tend to go through that kind of a feather way faster than a double-edged feather. Or a double-edged, blade that I use. I can usually get about four or five uses out of a double-edged, but this one I can only get three, and that's pushing it, because I really wasn't having too much fun at the end of that third shave. So, I'm not sure, guys, if I'm the only one seeing this, but those blades are great. They're excellent. They're probably some of the best blades I've ever used on the first and maybe second pass, but after that, they're history. So that's why I think I understand why, and they also advertise now, one blade says only three uses on the blade, so that's it. So I understand fully why they say that. So guys, check it out. I left the link in the show notes for you to check out that offer if you're interested. And if you do try it out, let us know what you think, because I think everybody who gets to try this razor is going to really like it. I know the $400 for the Genesis is steep. It's a lot of money. But the $50 for the core isn't as bad. It's not that big of an investment for $50. And it comes with a stand, too. Like, it comes with a little composite anodized aluminum stand, which I'm trying to find out if you can actually buy the stand alone, because I have a Genesis with no stand and I'd like to get one. And I think it's really worth a shot. And if you do like it, I would probably invest money into the composite one, the core, because it's only $50. It's made here. It's made in the United States. And it's also, I think they got all the kinks out of it from the beginning. Doesn't have any blade feel or play or anything like that anymore. So I'm pretty sure it's 100%. So that's an investment just about any of us can make. So check it out, guys. One blade. And I left the show notes in there. I left the link for it in the show notes so you can check it out. And I mean, great, great offer. $8 for 14 days. Go for it. Try it out. If you don't like it, send it back. All right, guys, so we have here Mark and Paolo from 11 Shaving with an interview from the Maggards Meetup. Without further ado, let's get on with the interview.
Magic59 here at the Maggards Meetup in Adrian, Michigan, and I'm here with Paolo
Lichyard.
I still can't get that after all these years. I'm terrible at that. But Paula with 11 shave soaps, or if you want, 11shaving.com, because like we were just talking about, 11.com is quite expensive in the domain world. Yeah. So it makes sense to kind of make it 11shaving. So it's 11shaving.com. And it used to be, what was the old one?
Sapone di Paolo.
Sapone di Paolo, that's right.
Even harder to say. Which is why we changed it.
Is the domain still active? If somebody goes to it, will it forward over to the new one?
I'm just switching that down, and it's been nightmarish. I'm switching the company name and everything I thought would be simple. You just port it on over, and now it's been painful. Still ironing that out.
Wow, okay.
We're getting there.
Yeah, it takes a while, I understand. So, for those listeners who are not too familiar with you, can you give me a brief background on yourself and the business?
Well, this is my fourth year making the soaps. I started, basically, my hands were bad. It turned out the sulfates in the soap were the culprit. Cleaned that up, and the shaving was still bothering me. And that got me into the wet shaving world, and then a year or two after that, I was like, I'll start making my own. I didn't like a lot of the scents at the time. I'm not really a cologne fan, per se. So some of them just got too weird, and let's just try the simple. That's basically my whole approach is keeping things very straightforward. But
your newest, you know, I was just taking a look at the website just earlier, and your newest group of soaps are actually getting more complex. They're not the simpler versions anymore.
Right. The limited edition I just did for Dan Fine Shave is the most complex I've done, and that was back and forth with them. The goal was to come up with a masculine, sort of non-offensive, like sort of something like everyone would like, or at least not hate. Because there's a lot of these, I tend to, the polarizing ones I always shy away from. Just, what is this, you know? It's kind of a yes or no. You either like it or you don't, within a second or two. There's very few that, like, well, that's interesting. Because I don't have the perfume interest or background to go, oh, that's what that is, that's what this is, inspired by that, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's starting to, this one was certainly the most complex.
Mm. Yeah, okay. What else is new on the site since, say, last year?
Well, the other new one, it's a very simple clary sage and violet. I wanted to come up with a lavender type scent for people who don't like lavender scents, myself included. Most lavenders have that camphorous, it's off-putting to me, but I like the floral side of it. So I was trying to come up with the, and I find clary much nicer with the purple violet, and hopefully that'll hit it on the head.
Other than the shave soap, I noticed you do have both splashes and balms for aftershaves. Do you have a preference for yourself on that?
I prefer the balms, actually. The splashes was just out of a necessity. I kept getting requests for the alcohol in particular. And I was like, all right, well, clearly there's enough interest in it. We'll start making those. I do use them, but I prefer the balms. You know, I live in South Carolina, which is just ridiculously hot all the time. It was 99 degrees yesterday when I left. The balms just seem to keep my skin more in good feeling rather than the splash.
So even in hot South Carolina, the cooling effect of a splash does not supersede the performance of a balm. For you.
In my eyes, correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I greatly prefer the lotiony, soothing. It just tends to last a little longer for me. Because it, you know, I sweat so much there, it gets irritated quick.
And yeah. Any other favorite products of your that you enjoy, like brushes or razors, things like that?
I got the the Razor Rock Game Changer, and it's fantastic. Blown away by it. I bought a second hand, a titanium handle for it. Because the stainless, to me, I prefer lighter razors. So most of mine are aluminum, like the Above the Tie and the Standard, and I have an aluminum Wolfman.
That kind of surprises me, since you have some fairly big, meaty hands there. I would have.
Are you saying I'm fat?
No, not at all. I'm saying you have big, meaty hands, and you'd think I would think a heavier. My personal experience would have been I would have just assumed you would have preferred a larger, heavier razor.
No, I greatly prefer the lighter weight for some reason. I don't know why that I was drawn. I bought the Standard. Was the first aluminum I had. And I was like, this is awesome. So then I got the Above the Tie, and when I got the Wolfmans, I got in early enough to where I got a stainless and an aluminum one at the same time. And I just ended up selling the stainless just because I wasn't using it enough.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. What about any favorite soaps that of your own line?
Of mine, the Cedar, Vetiver, and Sweetgrass is probably my favorite. Or the orange. Just, the orange is straight orange. It smells like orange juice. It doesn't get any more orange than that.
Well, not to name too many competitors, but are there any other creams, maybe, rather than soaps or something else that you enjoy just to mix things up?
I do. I'm a shave fan. As much as anybody else that'll be here today. So I have lots of everybody else's product. I'm right there. I'll spend a fortune here today, and like the rest of us will. And
any particular favorites? Any standouts?
I do like the Dr. John's is one of my favorites. His Flowers in the Dark is spectacular, as is their Conquest, which was one of the... It was that whole series that he did. I can't remember who that was for. And, of course, Will, Barrister and Man is the King. Is the Le Grand Chypre is my favorite of his.
Okay.
Without question.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
Any changes of what's most popular from your line from customers?
The orange has been a big hit.
Yeah.
And the lemon has, too. Just because my goal with those was... I saw lots of it's orange and something else and lemon, and I just wanted, for those who just, I want an orange soap, there it is. It doesn't get any...
Sort of the pure essence of what it is.
Right. Kool-Aid orange, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, thanks for sitting down with me. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
I hope the day goes well for you. And with a little luck, we'll be talking again soon.
Awesome.
Great, thank you, sir.
All right, guys, great interview by Mark and Paolo, and I'm a fan of 11 Shaving, guys. I am a fan of 11 Shaving, and I will hopefully get to meet all these vendors that Mark talked to at the Maggots Meetup next year when I go, because I'm definitely going to go. I'm planning on it. I'm going to make the arrangements. I know I got a lot going on all the time, so I try to make at least one meetup a year, and every time I go, it's a memorable experience, so... great to hear from Mark and Paolo in the interview, and definitely a fan of 11 Shaving. If you haven't tried their stuff, give them a shout out, try them out, especially that Apollo soap. There's still a few left that I'm very impressed with, so I really like it. So guys, that concludes our show for the week, and thank you very much for joining me as always. Our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the wet shaving world and for letting us use his platform. Most of all, thank you guys, the listeners, because without you, there'd be no cast and no wet shaving industry to speak of, right? Don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, when you can, and always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be on the 8th. Excuse me, on the 19th of August. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.